My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, it's one of those things where the better we are prepared, the more information we have at our fingertips, and above and beyond that, the better we feel from top to bottom about ourselves and our good health, you know what, the better we're going to do. And we're going to feel better from top to bottom because of the fact that, you know, when we first start getting healthy, of course, we want it to all happen overnight. We want it to be able to be something that, you know, we notice all the changes by the next day. Let's face it, we're all looking for, you know, the magic wand, but it doesn't always mean that we're going to get it. I think the bottom line is we want to see a little bit of a difference. And if we do, or feel a little bit of difference, we're going to be motivated to stay with the program. But if we don't do our homework and we don't ask questions and we don't find out whether the journey that we've mapped out for ourselves and the products that we've chosen and the diet that we're doing and the exercise that we've incorporated is really truly for what we're trying to achieve, we may not be successful. The problem with not being successful is it leaves a really bad taste in your mouth. And sometimes it just makes us just kind of turn our nose up to the industry in general. And we need to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can, but we want to make sure that we have the availability of being able to feel good and see these changes. So what I usually try to do is I try to tell people to make sure you ask questions. Map it out. And I think you're going to feel better from top to bottom. Now, when you definitely start your program, you want to make sure that you have really good goals in mind, goals that are going to make a difference from, you know, from what you're doing right now to maybe what you did in the past that might not have been so successful. And those are the things we talk about here every single day. One thing that I like to do is I like to make sure that when we are talking about things and we are focusing on the really good things that are available out there, that we've learned a little bit along the way. And you know, when somebody chimes in, like I just had somebody chime in right now, it's really funny. They chimed in this early. they said, you know, I've tried over the years, but I never take the time to ask questions. So I've never been really, really successful. And I think one of the things is we have to realize that, you know, sometimes we really want something bad, but we're not doing all the homework. Now, if you're doing your homework for your job or for school or for things like that, what happens? You really get into the program. You really get deep into the research because you need to be able to get it done correctly. But sometimes with ourselves, we cut corners. Every day here on the show, we talk about the relevant topics, the things that are important for us to talk about. We talk about key issues and up-to-date relevant topics for today's world. And I think that's really, really important. And I think that we need to make sure that we are always doing the things that we need to do, but that we're taking just a little bit of time and making ourselves a priority. And I know it's hard for people to realize that we're not doing that, but we're not. And we usually wish that we were. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store to make that part of your research journey. When you go to Stay Healthy, you experience a full service benefit because of the fact that you are really working with people that are doing what they do every single day. And they are making sure that you are doing everything that you need to do. And it's very, very difficult to be able to walk in there and say, okay, and be honest. you know, I'm trying to do this. You know, I've been kind of guilty of these things. And right now I need to make sure that I am focusing on the right area of my life and all that good stuff. And if you don't do that, and one of the things that we might need to focus on is how do I break this down and be honest? And I think, you know, when I hear from people all the time, they'll say, stay healthy. They made me feel comfortable. It's not easy to talk about the bad things, our bad habits and unhealthy lifestyles and, you know, the things that we've done and the things that we're doing and the things that we've always done and being honest to be able to spill that information out. It's not easy to do that, but at least at Stay Healthy, they make you feel comfortable and you're going to be able to say, okay, this is it. I mean, this is honestly, this is what I've been doing. And no, I haven't been doing that. No, I'm not a water drinker. No, I don't eat my green vegetables. I eat out a lot. I eat my car, my hands in a bag of food, you know, when I'm driving. So, you know, if you're honest, boy, I'll tell you what, it's easier to narrow things down. And that's what they do at Stay Healthy. They carry the best of the best products every day. They always make sure that you have the availability of having the best of the best to choose from. Great prices, a fully packed store with all the good stuff at your fingertips. And I'll tell you what, that sure makes life better. It makes it healthier. It's going to make you more successful. And because Stay Healthy's been around a long time, Wayne Rudolph is the founder of that store. He is now the oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas. He's in his fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. And you know what? When he founded that store, he wanted an information-based store. And that's exactly what it is. Of course, there's great prices. Of course, it's a great selection. Of course, it's the most knowledgeable people. But when you can walk away with peace of mind that you're doing something really good and you're making changes in people's lives, that's why people go to Stay Healthy, because it's life-changing. And they're so good at what they do. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address. Start getting newsletters, coupons, and all the good stuff. And I'll tell you what, a thumbs up on their Facebook page will keep you connected to them as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about garlic. Of course, I'm going to be talking about the garlic from Kyolic. And, you know, I've been talking about this for decades now. And, of course, there is nobody better to talk with this about than Jay Levy. Jay is the director of sales at Wakanaga of America in Mission Viejo, California. To say he's highly educated would be an understatement in the nutritional arena. He's been in an industry for more than 30 years. During this time, he was Southwest Regional Sales Manager, working in the Texas area way back in 1989 to 1992. Then he transferred to California as Western Division Sales Manager until the end of 1995. In 96, he was promoted to National Sales Manager. In 2003, he was again promoted to Director of Sales, a position of which he currently holds. The major products by Wakanaga that you want to use and experience are these amazing aged garlic extract products. They're so good at what they do. They also do probiotics and ModuCare, and they do green products as well. And their line is tight and solid and high integrity and high quality. Jay's well known in the industry for his humorous and captivating talks with health food groups, consumers, and retailers. He has extensive experience in training health food store employees on the technical aspects as well as the benefits of Kyolic aged garlic extract. He's spoken at several international sales meetings in California and abroad, as well as appeared on live television and conducted live radio broadcast, one that we get to hear every single month, and always blessed for that. I want to help me welcome my guest, Jay Levy. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, Jeffrey, how are you doing?
I am wonderful.
Well, you know, just listening to the opening monologue and talking about how long Stay Healthy's been, you know, in the Las Vegas Valley and how long Wayne's been in the business, you know what? What people need to know is how long you've been in the business and then how long Marge has been in the business. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of experience there, lots of knowledge in that store.
Yeah, I'm 40 years, a little bit over, and Marge is more than me, so.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, Marge was actually born into it. So.
I think, yeah, absolutely she was.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And for people that are just tuning in, you know, it does come down to information, education, and, you know, we spend our life, Jay, searching out people that are knowledgeable in things that are important to us, whether it's buying a mountain bike, you go someplace where people have the best. When you're looking at your new cell phone, you go somewhere where you know there's somebody that's really good that you can talk to. And whether you're looking for a doctor, an accountant, a mechanic, whatever, we search out people that have great knowledge to share with us. And somehow along the way, we may skimp on the most important thing, which is our health and the people we should be talking about. So every day I like to make sure that people know how awesome they are, because they need to make sure that they're giving themselves the same priority that they do the things in their life.
Yeah, absolutely. And just do the right things in your life. You know, and you know, we talk about it all the time. Prevention is key. You can't wait till you have something the matter with your health to do something about it. So, you know, we know what the modern scourges of society are. We know, you know, it's heart disease, it's stress, it's inflammation. We know these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so why not be proactive, take antioxidants and do something about it?
You know, I was speaking with someone the other day, and the husband is going on a keto diet and the wife is going on a paleo diet, and they're really good. They're athletes. They do everything well, but they have a little bit different philosophy in themselves. And I applaud them for that. They've decided that each one. And so we started talking about supplements, and we got to Kyolic Garlic, and I'm just like, and I just kind of like answered them with like this question mark, like, yeah, of course. And they're like, what about? I said, of course, you're fine on both sides. And of course, I made the recommendation of which one I think that would be the best for them. But I also left it open and said, I just want you to use one. Pick the one that you feel the most comfortable with. But I needed to be in the mix. Even though they're going on a different eating program, they still need to protect their bodies.
Oh, sure. Sure. No, there's a lot of common synergies, you know. And once again, diet is a personal preference. And we're talking about athletes. Most of us aren't athletes, you know. So I always say, and you know, everybody has their own opinion, and it's what you want best. But if you make it too difficult, then it's just harder to stick with it. So you know, try to eat a balanced diet. Try to, you know, exercise, get up and walk a couple times a day, drink more water, and get plenty of rest, and take good healthy supplements. And you know, that's a foundation. That's a base. That's a start.
Somebody asked me a question, and I told them I would start the show with this today, and we haven't talked a lot about it. You know, there's a lot of research out there about garlic and some spices not being good for dogs, and they wanted to know, have you and do you get feedback on using the Kyolic Garlic products with dogs, and what is your standing on that?
Wow. You know, what's interesting is we're always looking to that market. When we age the Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, we have leftover fiber in the tank and just byproducts that are still good and healthy. Mm-hmm. But over the years, we just really haven't found a use for it. You know, what we do now is we just put it back on the garlic fields, and it's used as mulch, and you know, it's good for the soil. But we've been talking about a pet product. But as you know, if you just Google garlic and dogs or garlic and pets, most of the information is pretty negative, saying, you know, garlic's not good for dogs. I think chocolate, garlic, grapes, there are a few things that you're really not supposed to give dogs. But what I know is the 30 years that I've been with the company, we've done, you know, as you know, now we have over, you know, 800 peer-reviewed published papers on the efficacy of aged garlic extract, and a lot of the preliminary data was done on animals. We did not hurt any animals. We didn't kill any animals. We were simply giving them aged garlic extract, and from mice to cats to dogs to horses to all kinds of animals, and nothing but positive benefits. And I think part of the problem is, and I'm not certain. But, you know, with fresh raw garlic, we've talked about many times on the show, it's very harsh, oxidative, mm-hmm. irritative, and, you know, even for humans to consume too much raw fresh garlic, you can cause damage. There are absolute side effects. There's a different tolerance level for every individual, so some people can eat way more, some people don't have to eat much at all, some people don't eat any at all. But anyway, what I believe through this natural aging process, which we've spoken about many times on the show, where we take the organic garlic, chop it up, put it in these stainless steel aging tanks in a solution of water and ethanol alcohol for extraction purposes. It sits in this solution. Nothing else is added. No heat. No, it's just natural ambient room temperature. It sits in the organic garlic sits in this solution for 20 months, and in that 20 months, a bioconversion happens where all those harsh, irritative, oxidative essentially oil-soluble sulfur compounds are converted to safe and stable water-soluble compounds. So you can take a therapeutic dose. You don't get the harsh, irritative side effects of raw, fresh garlic, all the things that make, you know, kyolic-aged garlic extract so good and what they are. So anyway, my belief is pets can take aged garlic extract with absolutely no side effects, because we've reproduced it through the research, and I've seen the data. However, there's still just a lot of people out there that, you know, aren't convinced that giving garlic to pets are a great thing. Now, I know I'm rambling on talking a lot here, sorry, but we've also heard that garlic helps keep ticks and fleas away from dogs, and that it's good for their coat, good for their fur. Mm-hmm. You know, so I've heard both sides of the story.
You know, I agree with you, and I have given this to my dogs over the years, and it has made a dramatic difference. I've given it to them, you know, even a little bit more of it after they've had surgeries. I have a rock eater that has had surgeries to remove rocks, so it's a border collie, and it just, you know, so we've had two or three surgeries with her, but, you know, after I've had emergency C-sections with dogs when they're healing, and, you know, but I mean, I've always been an advocate of it. I would never put fresh garlic in, like you said. I just think that it's too acidic, and I think it's too hard on their digestive tracts, and, but using it in this form, I've always been pretty comfortable with it, you know, and I've tried it on my own dog. So thank you for that information, because, you know, she's been hounding me to ask you, and I keep forgetting.
Did you say she's been hounding you?
Yes, she has.
I thought that's what you said. Okay, just clarifying.
Didn't
that.
You think that was clever? Took me a while to get to use that one. So, you know, you save those up, you know, for the right time.
Exactly. Timing is everything.
Mm-hmm. So, next topic. Somebody asked me the other day, and she went to see her cardiologist, and it's a brand new cardiologist. She's been going to someone that's very old school for a long time, and over the time, the last year, she's dropped like 60 pounds, you know, so the strain on her heart and her body is much better. You know, she's feeling better. Her blood sugar is stabilized, and so she met with this new doctor, and he took her off quite a few of her meds and left her on just some very basics and made some recommendations, and he recommended kyolic garlic to her, and she was kind of taken back because he's very up to date on things in on the naturopathic holistic side, and he recommended the number 106 and actually wrote it down because she snapped a picture and sent it to me, and she said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Hold on tight to that doctor."
Well, no, that's fantastic to hear. And, you know, Jeffrey, you and I both hear this more and more, and it's such a great thing because, you know, everybody goes to a doctor. Not everybody goes to a health food store. Most everybody needs, you know, better, proper nutrition, including supplements. You know, doctors typically aren't trained in nutrition, but they're, in most cases, smart people, and they want to learn not only for themselves and to take care of their own family, but their patients are asking them these questions. So they're being forced to learn this kind of stuff, which I think is fantastic.
She was very pleasantly surprised. And the thing about it is it took her 10 years to finally get to the beginning of this year or the last 12 months where she's lost her weight, where she realized that she'll be the first to admit that, you know, she was putting all of the healing powers, if you will, into the hands of the doctor, but taking no personal responsibility. And she will tell you that she just woke up like about a year ago and just decided and said, you know what? I'm the one causing the problems, not the doctor. And yep. She got up and started on her program, and she's never looked back. And she just said, you know, I wish I would have done this a long time ago, but, you know, better late than never. And she'll tell you right out that she feels better now than she has in 20 years.
I know, that's a fantastic story. And you know what I love about that story is there are a lot of other people out there that need help and don't know exactly what to do or on the verge of starting a regime like this and program like this. And, you know, hearing a success story, as always, it's even motivating for me. So I love to hear those.
Another question just came in. It says, I know you're talking about doctors and things right now. Could you ask your guest, as this is new, I'm not familiar with kyolic, although I shop at Stay Healthy. I'm on medication for my heart, but I'm also on things for cholesterol and blood sugar. Does this kind of garlic play well? Really good question.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, great question. And, you know, as I said when we were talking about pets, we've got over 850 peer-reviewed published papers. And the focus for the last 20 years has been predominantly cardiovascular health. And that is, you know, every single major cardiovascular risk factor, which is coronary calcification, blood vessel function, cholesterol, oxidized LDL, homocysteine, even smoking is a risk factor. And aged garlic extract has a positive impact on every single major cardiovascular risk factor. Not a drug out there that has a benefit to every major cardiovascular risk factor. Now, to get back to the question, is it safe to take with cholesterol medication and hypertensive medication and blood sugar medication? The beauty of doing research is when you do research, you typically, particularly cardiovascular research, you have to do it on a sick or unhealthy population. If you do research on healthy people, you don't see any results. Nothing changes. So people that have, you know, high blood pressure or abnormal cholesterol levels, or diabetic, or have had a heart attack, have had, you know, a major cardiovascular issue. That's who we've done the research on. These people are on medications. So by combining these double-blind placebo-controlled studies, by combining aged garlic extract with cholesterol medication or blood pressure medication, we've seen even more positive benefits. No contraindications, no side effects, no problem that we've seen in any of the research.
You know, that's one reason that I like this line so much. You know, I've been I feel like a carnival barker for this line because I like it so much, and I've been personally using it for well over two decades. And, you know, I've bopped around the line, you know, like we both have, you know, and you find what you really like the best of and you stay with it. And as I've gotten older and, you know, as you fall into your genetic predispositions and lifestyles and stress levels and, you know, environment, you know, I've changed, you know, a little bit more recently because of the fact that I'm on the road a lot more and I'm around a lot of people more. So you make adjustments in what you're doing because honestly, you know, the flexibility of this line allows you and affords you to be able to do that. I mean, I've been a big believer in the green formula, the number 100 for forever and ever and ever and ever. And I've been using it for a very long time. Over the past couple of years, I've done the number formula 106. And I think that that's really, really important. But when I travel, I take the 103. And I just find that being in those environments, wanting that mushroom complex in there and my astragalus and oregano and all that olive and the good stuff that's in there, it makes sense for me to do that one. And I take a little bit more, Jay, honestly, when I'm in such close proximity. It just feels like I'm giving myself a bubble wrap.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good strategy. And once again, you know, we've talked about it. The main ingredient in all the different formulations is aged garlic extract. There may be a slight difference in some of the milligrams, you know. But what we've seen through doing a meta-analysis of all the research is you need about 1,200 milligrams or a gram, which is roughly four capsules of aged garlic extract a day to get positive benefits. And we've talked about cardiovascular health, but also immune benefits, detoxification benefits. There are all kinds of benefits you're going to get from taking, 1,200 milligrams of aged garlic extract.
You know, and I've talked to people at airports. I mean, I can't help myself. You know how I am. And we'll be talking, and I'll talk to someone who's a frequent traveler, and they travel abroad or they travel around the country, and, you know, and I'll just say, how do you do with this? You know, they said, well, trouble sleeping, and I'll make some suggestions, and, you know, and if they're on a lot of meds, I said, you might want to think about this and talk about it with your medical practitioner. And every single time that we end up at the juncture of the immune system and how do you do traveling, and they're like, well, I get more sick than I used to, and, you know, you're around a lot of people, and around the holidays it's a lot harder, flu and cold season it's harder. And I always end up on the kyolic garlic, and I'm like, have you added this in? Have you thought about it? Are you familiar with it? And many of them are not. And many of them will say, well, I eat garlic in my Italian food. And I'm like, yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. So we'll talk a little bit more. And they're just like, and they'll write it down more times than none. And I said, look, you know, we are trying to do what we do But if you're doing it and then you're not at your best, are you really doing what you could be doing if you felt better and you protected yourself more? I think you're worth it. And sometimes you actually see the light bulb lighting up. And I've run into people, you know, I do a lot of flights up to Washington, so I'll see some of the same people every once in a while, and they'll be like, you know, hey, I got a question for you, and we'll chat a little bit. And I usually ask them, they'll say, yeah, I got it. I got the Kyolic, I'm on it, I'm using it every day. And it makes me feel good because it really fits the niches in our life, whether you are a stay-at-home mom and you're with the kids out doing activities, or whether you travel, or whether you're in a germ-filled office in Cubicleville and somebody's coughing over the top and spreading it around, or you're going to the doctor for cardiovascular problems, or you're dealing with problems with baby boomers, or your immune system is weak, or your allergies are bad. There's a niche for everybody, but the bottom line is, as the common denominator is the garlic in every one of these products, our common denominator is that life gets in the way and we need to be ready to protect ourselves against what's coming at us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've said this before that I've had the pleasure of meeting top herbalists over the last 30 years from all over the world, and invariably what they all say, if there's one plant that they would have if they were on a deserted island, it would be garlic, just because exactly what you just said. It fills so many needs and does so many different things. It's so versatile, probably the most versatile of, you know, all the plants and herbs in you know, the natural world. So it's you know, something, like you said, that everybody can take.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, I've got a lot of questions coming in. We're talking with Jay Levy today. We're talking about the Kyolic line of garlic. Of course, you can check them all out every single day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. We'll be right back with Jay Levy. More with Kyolic. Don't go away.
Better, have more energy, and be healthier, then you need HGH Complete. HGH Complete is a scientifically proven formula that will help you recover faster, repair damaged tissue, and help slow down the aging process. Human growth hormone is produced in our bodies and is responsible for the aging process, tissue growth, and repair. However, by age 61, HGH levels decline as much as 80%. HGH Complete can increase your levels naturally and protect cells against free radical damage. HGH Complete is designed to reduce body fat, accelerate and increase lean body mass, regulate sleep patterns, reduce stress and anxiety, enhance libido, and increase performance and energy. HGH Complete contains clinical doses of ingredients, true pharmaceutical grade, which means it works. HGH Complete is 100% natural with no known side effects. Discover the fountain of youth in a bottle and start feeling better today. HGH Complete, available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho in Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Not only are they Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, but they also are in their fourth decade in the Valley. Not only do you get wonderful things like great service and get to work with knowledgeable people that can answer your questions and make you feel comfortable, but you get to shop in an environment with the best of the best products every single day. And that's truly important. Make sure to check out the full line of Kyolic garlic products every day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to enter your email address on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. We're talking with Jay Levy today. We're talking about Kyolic Garlic and talking about some of the amazing benefits. And your questions have been coming in. And this one is quite interesting, Jay. I think you'll like this. It says, me and my family, we spent 2 years in India, and I was over there for work, as my husband. We're both doctors, and we were there for a 2-year stint. Our younger kids were getting sick all the time. And although we were really into natural alternatives, one of our friends that was visiting there suggested that we start using the liquid Kyolic Garlic in a little juice every morning and every night for the kids. So we did. Although they were getting multiple vitamins and greens and all the good stuff, we added in about 10 drops in a little shot glass of juice morning and night. From that point forward, they stopped getting sick. And even during the season when everybody seemed to be getting a little bit sicker around us, they would maybe get a little sniffle, but never got it again. So we're back in the United States now, even though we're in a different environment, and we still do the same thing every day. When the kids in school are getting sick, they're not. Only now they're older, and they're actually swallowing the capsules. Thought I'd pass that on.
Oh, I think it's great. You know, when you find something that works, stick with it. Like you said, you don't have to do it just when, you know, you're in a foreign country or just when you're sick or just in the wintertime. These are, you know, something that you should incorporate into your daily life, and then it becomes a habit.
Next point just came in. I'm going to try to get these. It says, I have been on blood thinners for a while. I'm on Coumadin. And my doctor is a little bit nutritionally oriented, and every ounce of research I read on garlic says that it is also a blood thinner, although it's not in the same category as things like cayenne pepper and ginkgo biloba and vitamin E. My question comes in, and every time I think about this, when you're on the air, I don't take the time to text you, and I forget. Have there been studies with blood thinners and Kyolic Garlic? I'd love to share something with my doctor to let him know that I'm not just guessing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when people talk about, and there's a warning on raw fresh mm-hmm. garlic and garlic powder and garlic oil mm-hmm. that, you know, before you go into surgery, you know, you need to stop taking it because you don't want your blood too thin. You want it to be able to coagulate. That's with raw fresh garlic, garlic powder, and garlic oil. And once again, the predominance of the compounds in those products are oil-soluble compounds, and they're the ones, you know, that thin out your blood like that with aged garlic extract because of the natural aging process we talked about and all the water-soluble sulfur compounds that are present. It becomes more like an adaptogen, a modulator. If your blood's too thin, it'll thicken it up and bring it to a normal level. If it's too thick, it'll thin it up and bring it to a normal level. So regardless of you know, where you're at, it will not continue to thin your blood more. And in the 850 peer-reviewed published papers we have, there were studies where patients were on Coumadin and blood thinners, and they could take aged garlic extract with no contraindications, no side effects, no problems, no issues at all.
That's really good to know. You know, oh, this is interesting. It says, hey, Jeff, love listening to your show. I am a doctor of the skin, if you would like to call it that. I'm a dermatologist. I recommend the Kyolic Garlic for acne and for other skin problems. I think that purifying the blood and increasing circulation and killing bacteria within the body makes the outside of the body healthier. I've been recommending this line for a long time. Love your show. Well,
yep, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, typically skin issues are autoimmune mm-hmm, issues. Mm-hmm. And if you can kind of get that balanced out and get it, you know, once again, back to the modulated and adaptogenic properties of the aged garlic extract, you can you know, balance those issues and fix and heal those issues.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's really important to have this in your system. I think one of the most wonderful things I hear and have heard about this line over the years is I started using it for this, but all of these other things happened. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Jeffrey, it's funny. I mean, you talk to people on a daily basis. You hear these things all the time. It's not just once or twice or every now and then. You hear them all the time, which is always very encouraging to hear, you know, success stories.
You know, around the holidays, there were some people in town, and I met them at one of the big casinos, big hotels, and we had dinner. And as I was walking through, I mean, I know a lot of the people that work there, bartenders and cocktail waitresses. I've known them all for a long time. And one of the new waitresses came up and said, hey, and gave me a hug. And she said, want to thank you about that tip for the Kyolic garlic. She goes, everyone was suggesting it, but when I talked to you and did a consult, you recommended it as well. She goes, I have not got sick. She said, it's crazy. I'm always sick here. The air conditioners, you know, the people, the smoke and all that. She goes, I have not been sick in 90 days. And she goes, this is the first time in 10 years that I've gone that long. So it's nice when you get to hear feedback like that. It just makes you think you're doing the right thing.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because, you know, you talk to so many people that you have mentioned that they've never heard of aged garlic extract. And I'm always surprised. I've been doing it for 30 years, and, of course, I can't see the forest for the trees. I'm in it every day, and I think everybody knows about it, and, of course, they don't. But, you know, when there is a success story like that, what people tend to do is they tend to tell other people. And that's how, you know, the word gets spread and the good messages get you know, to people that need it.
Somebody just chimed in and they said, I've been using the garlic for a long time now, and I love the Kyolic garlic. And I've been on it for, I would say, probably 15 years, Jeff. My question is, if I go off of it, what happens? I'm always curious because I hate to fix something that's already working so well, but let's say I couldn't get it and I had to go off of it. What happens to the body after this long of a time? Good question.
Wow. You know, I'm not exactly sure how to answer it. I know that there are sulfhydryl compounds that are present in your bloodstream from and when you take aged garlic extract. What happens when you go off of it is, I would assume, you know, those sulfhydryl compound levels would drop. I can't say that you would immediately get sick and you would immediately get heart disease. And I would say try it. Try it to see. You know, if it's working, I wouldn't recommend that you stop taking it forever. But to try and see what happens, I'm curious.
You know, the way that I've always answered this, and I don't know if it's really correct or not, I usually say, I think when you take something away that you've had for a long time, you probably end up where you were before you started. And that's probably the best way I could ever answer it. So, you know, if you were getting sick a lot, chances are you might start getting sick a lot again. I mean, if you were getting positive benefits with your cholesterol and your blood pressure, you know, you might start noticing more negative effects. I think that everything just kind of goes in reverse. Now, maybe you've corrected some things along the way. Maybe you've made some dietary changes. Maybe you've fixed some of the things that were problematic. I don't know. I don't know how I would answer it either. I was hoping you could.
Yeah, well, once again, you know, if it's working for you and it's successful, then you know, I mean, no reason to change, but mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. If you do try it, please call back in. Please, you know, send a response back in so we know.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. Okay, here's a question. It says, if I'm going through TSA at the airport, should I put my liquid garlic under in my suitcase or carry it in my over bag? Can we carry the liquid on the flight?
Well, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I know a liquid bottle is 2 fluid ounces. And going through TSA, can you have more than 2 ounces of liquid? I would put it in my suitcase. Well, I do put it in my suitcase. Just to be safe. But I don't remember what the TSA regulation is, if it's 2 ounces or less.
Yeah, because I've never carried it on. I always have it underneath. And,
yeah, I do too.
And I carry the capsules as well, but I also carry the liquid because sometimes with pressurized cabins and things, I get earaches when I travel. So I have to have the liquid with me. I've never tried to take it on a bag on before, but I think you can have 2 to 3 ounces in liquid, but no more.
Right.
Now I'm going to, next trip, I'm just going to put it in the bag and see if I get through, then I can answer the question. So I think that's a really good thing. Another question just came in. It says, I've been using the Kyolic for a long time. I switch around every once in a while, and I know I've heard you talk about this as well. I always have to take mine with food. My sister takes hers on an empty stomach, and my husband takes his whenever he remembers. We're all sitting having breakfast right now listening to you. Is there a preferable way for better digestion with or without food?
Yeah, I always say personal preference is the best way to take most things. What I know is on an empty stomach, you're as acidic as you're going to be. Your pH is low. Your acid. Once you consume some food, your pH begins to go up. So you become less acidic. So to me, it just makes sense that with a meal or after a meal is probably a better time to take any nutrients, because the nutrients just have a better chance of getting through the gastric juices and digestion, to get where they need to go.
I think I agree 100%. And here's kind of a compliment. It says, thank you for labeling your line so nicely. I've traveled over the years, and I don't always get to be at Stay Healthy because I'm in other countries as well as around the country as well. And if I really need to look at the label, I can usually tell what they're for just by your labeling. So as a consumer, please pass on to Jay, thank you for the labeling. That's kind of nice.
When you go into a health food store, of course it can be intimidating. It can be confusing. There's 10,000 products, 10,000 labels that say different things. And, as we spoke about many times on the show, the main ingredient in all the Kyolic products is the aged garlic extract. So you're going to get the cardiovascular benefits, the immune benefits, the detoxification benefits, all those same benefits from all of the formulas, regardless of the other nutrients that are combined with the aged garlic extract.
Here's a good question. I don't think I've ever asked you this before. I am 6 months pregnant, and I've been using the Kyolic garlic, and I'm wondering, my doctor said it was fine, but I'm wondering, do I continue with it through pregnancy, and what will it do to breast milk?
Yeah. No, there's even some data. I believe it's not a clinical study. I believe it's in some in-house data, and it's old data, but nursing mothers that were taking aged garlic extract actually nursed more. So it was a positive benefit. Everything that I've seen, read, and heard, it is absolutely, it's a good idea to continue to take aged garlic extract through your pregnancy and even while you're nursing. Nothing but positive benefits.
Another one just came in. It says, we make smoothies every single morning, and I've been adding in the liquid garlic into the smoothie, and my kids have never tasted it. Am I hurting it by doing it that way, and should I do it separately?
Nope, not hurting at all. It's fine to do. We've talked about this. As long as you're not heating it, there's absolutely no problem, and they're going to get the benefits, whether it's mixed in a smoothie or taken straight or however you do it.
I have a friend of mine, and she's in her 80s, and she's funny how she loves to do things every day. And she showed me the other day that she was, she did a little, her friends have taught her how to do FaceTime. So it's really a big event for her. And she says, look, I'm getting ready. And she took a picture of all her vitamins, and she had this spoon there with the liquid on there. And I said, is that how you do your garlic? And she goes, yep. She goes, I take the spoon and I follow it with a shooter of juice, cranberry juice, unsweetened. And I said, really? And she goes, yeah. She goes, I love the taste and just part of my everyday routine. Now, I've known this woman for 30 years, and she's never been sick. And she's been a huge supplement taker for a long time. And she was raised in a part of the world where, like, every day you got a garlic clove after breakfast and you chewed on it. It was just part of what they were brought up with. It was an Eastern European country. And then she spent a lot of her life in Italy. And she's been here for probably a little over 30 years now. And she's been using the Kyolic garlic for a long, long time. But this woman does not get sick. And I wish people would pay more attention to her, and maybe they would follow in her footsteps.
No, that's a great story. Absolutely. And, you know, it's like anything else. Taking the liquid aged garlic extract the first time, you know, it's gonna have a taste, absolutely. Not like fresh raw garlic, not near that harsh, not near that odoriferous, but it absolutely has a flavor. If you put it in capsules, you don't taste it, don't smell it, nothing at all. But squirting the liquid or putting the liquid on a teaspoon and taking it that way, you absolutely will taste it. But it's like anything else. It's acquired taste. And after you do it a couple times and, you know, people that I know that do it have no problems doing it. I know it's not for everybody, but the people that do it, no problem.
You know, I have a friend, and he loves to tell the story. He used to buy the liquid garlic, and he used to fill the capsules that came with it. And he would actually take the liquid and fill the capsules and put them together and take it that way. And he did it for a very long time. And then finally, one day, he just put the drops in a little bitty little shot glass, add a little bit of juice to it, and drank it that way. And he said, I don't know why I've been doing those capsules. He said, this is so much easier. But, you know, you have to make up that mind yourself.
Well, it's interesting you say that. As we've been here doing the show, I made a capsule of liquid aged garlic extract. Took it. I do it every day. It's interesting. It probably is easier just to put in a shot glass or a glass with some juice and do it that way. But I don't know why I put it in a capsule and do it that way. I don't know.
I think it's a personal preference. I think it really is. Another question came in. It says, I've heard that some of the B vitamins are good when you're camping to keep the bugs away. My friend told me to take some supplemental B1 and to use the Kyolic Formula 101. Have you heard of people using this when they go camping to keep bugs away?
Hear it all the time. Absolutely.
Oh, okay, great.
Absolutely. And aged garlic extract, the 101 with B vitamins is a great combination to take for that. And it's something, you know, it's not an old wives' tale. People have been doing it a long time, and people know.
You know, I just I haven't been camping in a long time, but bugs loved me. You know, and I remember the one time years ago that I went, I started taking B1 like 2 weeks before, and it did make a difference. So I can see the difference of using that the Kyolic with the B vitamins in it. I think that would make really good sense. Because the bugs out there, I mean, they're hungry. They're going to go for the person that just smells the sweetest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another question just came in. It says, Jeff, you mentioned the one for immune system. I'm going to be traveling for a long time. I take the number 100 now that you've recommended over the years. Do I continue to do that plus the other one for the immune, or do I switch over? I would say switch over. What do you say?
Well, I would say as long as you're getting, you know, the 1,200 milligrams, the therapeutic dose, that's probably most important. And, you know, I've said this before from talking to our R&D department and the researchers. They say that the most important thing is consistency, that you take it every day, that you keep the blood concentration level of the active sulfhydryl compounds present in your bloodstream at all times. As long as you do that, you're going to get the positive benefits. I'm not sure if the listener is saying, should I take, you know, a gram or four capsules of the 100 and four capsules of the immune. That's not necessary. But as long as you're getting a therapeutic dose, no problem.
Yeah, she just sent me a thumbs up. That's what she wanted to hear. Okay, that's great. The other thing is, you know, when you are using these formulations, we want to use them all, Jay. You know, you start looking at them, you think to yourself, oh my goodness, this is for blood pressure, this one's for the heart, this one's for circulation, this one's for immune system. I could benefit from all of them. And I think that's where that, you know, reinforcement of the common denominator in all the products comes in. And I'm so glad that you do that, because let's say that somebody by mistake gets a product that was not the one they were using. I feel good that they're still getting the baseline, the important part of the product.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Another question. I'm trying to get these in as I can. Red yeast rice plus COQ10, kyolic garlic. Can it be used if you are on a statin?
From all the data that I've seen, taking red yeast rice and statins are no problem. Now, you know, the problem with red yeast rice is, you know, there could be trace amounts of the active monocolin K and the ingredients that you know are in the statins. In our particular product, it's low in monocolin K, so it's perfectly safe and no problem to take. But I would consult with my physician on a question like that. But everything that I've seen and heard, it should be no problem.
I'm agreeing 100% with what you just said, you know, and it is good to have that dialogue. You know, I think we're not as intimidated as we used to be with our doctors, because I think people are more open to, you know, studying and learning and then having a great conversation with their practitioners. So I think it's a lot easier today than it was in the past. I just want to say thank you. I love doing these shows with you. They just go so fast.
Oh, Jeffrey, it's always a pleasure, and you know, the time does go fast. That's the funny part about it. And look forward to talking to you next time.
You be well, my friend, and stay healthy.
Thank you so much.
My guest today, Jay Levy, representing Kyolic Garlic. Of course, you know I've been talking about Kyolic for decades now, and you know, somebody asked me the other day. They said, "How long have you been on the air?" 37 years. Long time. And what we got to talk about way back then was not as fun and as interesting as it is today, but also it was a time when there wasn't as much need. We didn't have the kinds of, as much of the variety of health conditions as we do today. So, you know, we get to talk about a lot more today, but today it's really out of necessity because we've really kind of screwed up along the way. So we need to get our body back, take back our health, take back our immune system, and do the things that are truly important, because, you know, we need to be in charge. And we need to start putting ourselves into a priority position. I think that adding Kyolic Garlic to any nutritional regime is a great plus in so many different areas and so many different benefits. So I hope you'll take the time to truly look at this line of products that stay healthy. You'll be really glad that you did. And I guarantee you that you're going to feel better than you have in a long, long time. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know they're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer? Did you know they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley? Did you know that they are a fully packed store with the best of the best in every category, with awesome prices and the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and above and beyond that, great quality products every single day? Become part of the Stay Healthy family. You'll be glad you did. And you'll also feel better, because this time around, by asking questions and getting some information and maybe getting those directives and maybe kind of, you know, enlightened and focused on some of the things that you're really trying to do, you may just find out that, wow, I was heading in completely the wrong direction. You know, this knowledge is going to help me pinpoint the areas I need to focus on. And that's when you really, truly start getting good, good results. But go to Stay Healthy, meet these amazing people, shop at this great store, and support Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and put yourself into a priority position because you deserve it. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to bring your questions and leave with great answers, because you're going to be glad you did. Enter your email address on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Start getting great things like newsletters and coupons, and read those industry articles. Remember, it's all about learning. It's all about education, and it's all about informing yourself as to what's available. Give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well, because that way you stay connected to them in a couple different parts of social media, their webpage and their Facebook. And then that way you'll see things coming out, great posts, great information, because you can never have enough good, true to form information, because there's plenty of the misinformation out there every single day. I want to thank you for taking the time to tune in today. It's the Staying Healthy radio show, and I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. As you saw today, I bring you the best guests in the industry. The movers, the shakers, the formulators, the people that are out there in the trenches teaching, training, informing, and allowing us to become as healthy and as knowledgeable as we possibly can. When you tune into the show, hopefully we'll hit on some topics that are important to you. I try to do relevant topics every day. The important things that are going on in the world around us, the things that we're always talking about, the things that you may be diagnosed with. Maybe your doctor is giving you hints to start being healthier. And, you know, these are things that you're talking about with your medical practitioner or your family. Why not learn as much as we can about the things that are relevant And that's what the show is all about. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you and listen on your schedule. It's all about staying in touch, staying aware, staying up to date, and being informed and educated. Check out the Kyolic Garlic line at Stay Healthy. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.